Judith. In the stacks, she looks diminished. Dark coat, bunching dark hair in one already small, who sags when she speaks of her mission. I want a book he will read to remember. Now, so often, he cannot tell me what he knows. And this too, his eyes are going, the muscles do not match. One turns from the other that fixes you. Sometimes she shuts her tight eyes, bracketed by lines, pulling inward away from my listening, tense with untold compressions. A book sealed under her arm, she pats my hand, shaking her head a nod or two in subdued American stoic, tells me her name, and yields one brittle smile along the cleavages of her hardening face.